This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Farrant Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You can join us, give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions the best we can. Like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so another 43 minutes or so. Starting to be nice out there. It's a little cold, but it's still sunny and nice out. So it might be a nice day to go out for a walk, etc. But get ready for some of the snow coming. Possibly this middle of the week. We'll see what happens. It is New England, but although it is New England as well, so you never know. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Phil in Nantucket.
Phil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I've been listening to your dad and you for nigh on to 20 years, but I'm ordinarily driving to church, so I can't stop and write things down. This time,
gotcha.
I left early. I'm downtown. I'm sitting here just ready to write anything you answer. When I live in the blessed part of heaven called Chapel Hill, every Sunday morning I go to a restaurant at the Carmel Mall, very popular, named after somebody's dog. But out in the entryway, they had I guess it was a composition pot, maybe 18 inches wide and maybe 18 inches high. And they would grow a cilantro plant in it. And it was really bushy. From the surface of the dirt in the pot, it would grow about, probably 18 to 20 inches high. And the bushy part would be maybe 14, 16 inches wide. And I've always wondered what, I'm going to use the word not carefully, species/variety of cilantro it was that would grow up to a little bush like that, because I think that might tolerate the sea wind blowing into where I can put my gardening stuff. Any idea what version of cilantro I should try to plant that would grow to be about that high, about that size?
So you're looking for it to be about 18 inches, no. You said?
Or 20, 24, you know, but sort of bushy, not tall by any means.
Okay, so you're looking for more of the bush type of cilantro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe what I'm asking for doesn't exist. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Well, it does exist. I've seen it once.
Well, I think it does. Exists for you. What I think they also do sometimes is they'll plant the seeds real close together to get it to, get close. I'm trying to think of which variety.
What I actually saw was just a single plant, a single stemmed, coming out of the ground. A single stem coming out of the ground. So what I actually saw there 20 years ago was just certainly appeared to be one plant.
Really? Okay. Now, have you tried any with any luck or?
Haven't tried.
Okay, and you're looking
for
the...
other things worrying me here.
Gotcha. Are you looking for, like, the thicker leaf? Or are you looking... Because there is a style of cilantro, you know, the confetti variety is one. That one gets bushy. It gets about 18 to 24 inches tall and 12 mm-hmm. to 15 inches wide. So maybe that's one. It's got a thinner, like, leaf to it. Whereas, like, there's one called Calypso, which has a bigger leaf to it.
Mm-hmm.
That one gets about 12 to 18 inches tall and 12 inches wide.
As long as it tastes good in a frying pan.
Well, I would think that the bigger leaf might be good for it because it'll you'll be able to get the flavor a little bit, because especially if you put it in a frying pan, it will shrink a little bit
yep.
too once it gets that heat. So when it shrinks like that, you're probably going to dice it, I would assume. But if you were to dice the other one, which was called confetti, it's a smaller leaf, so it might just
yep.
not be as prominent in it. So I would think the Calypso...
I've never seen any seed packages that said Calypso. Or
okay. Well, I know one of the best, and I've used this site before, is Burpee. Burpee.com, yep. The Burpee Seeds. Mm-hmm. I like their website a lot because of a couple things that they do. Is they have... how many days till maturity? So if you were to click on any of them, it would tell you
sure.
how many days to maturity, how big and how wide, what type of sun, how you should plant it. It also, on all their different seeds, they have this chart where it shows when you should start it indoors and when
yep.
you should bring it outside.
Yep.
So it's actually really helpful, even if you didn't buy the seeds from them. You could look up the
yeah.
seed that you got, and it'll give you information. I really like the growing calendar that it has, because it tells
mm-hmm.
you when to really start. You're looking at it, and, you know, is it the middle of February? Is it the middle of March? Is it the middle of April? Do I start it indoors? And then you can really see, you know, what's the best for you.
You've embarrassed me. I've looked at the Burpee seeds in the stores, you know.
Yep.
So I have never looked at their website. And I'm sure it has a lot of information that I never thought of. And I'm embarrassed to think that I never thought of looking at their website.
You know what? Until recently, I never even thought about looking at their website either. I thought about just, like, looking at the seeds when I see them.
Yep.
But about, I want to say 2 months ago, I was looking at different websites, etc., and I found the website, you know, not that I couldn't find it. It's pretty simple, as burpee.com. But it had a lot of good information on it, and it also, some of them, they'll sell you plants versus, you know, certain types of seeds. Instead of just selling you seeds, they'll also sell you seedlings that have started. So that's one of the reasons why I really liked them. I thought it would be beneficial for a lot of people, especially trying to do some home gardening.
It might be for me, too. Patrick, thank you very much. It's time for me to get out of the car and go zipping into church so that I won't be late. But thank you so much. You gave me a good start.
Excellent. And one last thing, if you're, you know, looking for more information, you could always go to our website and you can download a podcast. We have it right on the top there. So you can listen to it later. So you have this information. You don't have to write it down.
Super. Thank you very much.
All right, Phil, thank you
bye
so
bye.
Much. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And who we got up next, Nathan?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank
I have
call.
A couple of arborvitae plants.
Yep.
And I want to know, I don't know if they're drying up. They're inside the house. I haven't put them outside yet. And I don't know what to do to make them look alive. They look like a light green now.
Yep.
And I water them just once a week.
Are they in, what type of arborvitae are they?
plastic container, emerald green.
Okay.
And it says SMARAGD, whatever that is.
Yeah. So they like full sun. Are they in a full sun location?
No, they're not.
They want full sun.
Oh, they do. Okay.
I've always seen it. I have some next to my house here, and they get full sun all day, maybe a little bit of shade here and there, but they get full sun. The ones that are in more full sun are growing quicker than the others. I'd water it depending upon where they are, especially since you're going to move them into a sunnier location. They're going to dry out a little quicker, maybe every 3, 4, or 5 days, so twice a week versus once a week. You know, get some more into it. You don't want to do any fertilizer at this point because you want it to have like a dormancy period. So that's why I don't suggest doing any fertilizer at this point. Fertilize when you plant it. It's definitely a good process to have. Is using like a Biotone starter fertilizer. That's a really good one to use. I'm not, when I say fertilize when you plant, I'm not talking about like Hollytone or something like those lines. I'm talking about like a starter fertilizer. So that would definitely be helpful for you. So put it in more light, water a little more often, and then fertilize once you put it into the soil.
Okay, should I water from the top or the bottom?
From the bottom.
Okay, thank you. Thank
All right,
you.
Margaret.
So have a great week.
You too, Margaret. Thank you so much for the phone call.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock, so another half hour. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. In the meantime, we got another caller on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley in East Dennis.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you first for taking over your dad's place. You're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to find out what I should get for a person that's just moved into the area as a housewarming gift. I don't know their preferences, and I don't know if they're into live plants or whether I should get something that has something you don't have to take care of and worry about. It's just something that I would like to bring to them. Do you have any ideas?
And you're looking maybe to put something inside?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so a nice easy one, you could bring in like a Boston fern.
Boston fern, okay.
Boston fern is a nice one, and it actually will help with air pollutants in the air. So that would be a nice one where you could have a little bit extra to it and say, hey, you know, the Boston fern will take some of the pollutants in the air out. It'll also be it's nice and easy to take care of.
About how often would that be watered?
Not like heavily. I'd say, you know, every few days, once a week. That would be good. But it's nice in foliage, easy foliage to, you know, not worry about. It doesn't have a lot of shedding unless it gets, like, way too dry.
But I think the light? What kind of light would that need?
It would take a filtered light. It would actually take a little bit of shade for them. It would be, you know, an easy one to not worry about having to put into a window, something that they're not going to have to spend a lot of time worrying about.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
So it's it's basically filtered sun, and during the summer, you want to keep it away from the full sun because it'll burn it. It'll be too hot.
Right, yeah.
It's pretty easy. It's like you can fertilize every couple weeks, maybe once a month.
Oh, okay.
From spring to fall, you don't have to do it at this time of year, so it's easy to take care of.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, not a lot of pests or diseases. There's a few of the normal ones that would have. But you can buy a nice 10-inch container, like a hanging basket. They don't have to use it as hanging, but
right.
They could.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
I didn't even think of it in that vein. Okay, that sounds
good. Right now, I just got this, we're doing, like, at Mahoney's where I work in Winchester, but I know in all the Mahoney's, they're doing a Boston Fern sale, a 10-inch regular, which is regularly $25, is actually $14.50 right now, so it's a really good deal.
Okay.
Might be able to get a couple for, a good price.
Right,
But that's a really good one, easy to use. Or you could go with like a pothos. A pothos is a nice, easy one. It'll take shade, doesn't need to be watered often. Comes in a hanging type basket. They can hang it or they can put it on a shelf.
How is that stuff? What's the spelling on that?
P O T H O S.
Oh, okay.
So it's a pothos. It's a really nice one. Put it in the shade. You don't have to worry as much about it. I know that I've seen some pothos gets huge. It starts in a corner and it'll go up the side, both sides of the room. But that's if you kind of let it go and you do
that.
Right. But it's easier to take care of. Those are two that are pretty easy. You could also do the peace lily. Peace lily has that white flower on it. It's some people call it spathiphyllum. Which is there.
Yes, I have one of those, yeah.
That might be a nice and easy one. It'll take a little bit more shade. It has, needs some filtered light. You don't have to water it as often. You don't have to be an expert to grow it. Those are just a couple options. The peace lily is one that has the flower where the other two really don't.
Okay.
The Boston Fern's green. The pothos, you can get it in like a yellow and green leaf color. So that might be a nice option. So just a few options for you. Hopefully that helps
out.
Okay,
that's very good. I appreciate that.
All right, Shirley, thank you so much for the phone call.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Our phone number here. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying he conceded anything by agreeing to reopen government for 3 weeks, and he says he'll try again to persuade lawmakers to fund his border wall plan. The deal he reached with congressional leaders contains no new money for the wall, but it does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
The Smithsonian Museums will reopen to the public on Tuesday.
Shuttered museums and parks are preparing to reopen as workers breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm happy to go back to work.
But they know that it's only for 3 weeks.
Us as federal employees, our livelihood should not be messed with as we move forward.
With the bipartisan committee of lawmakers now working to come up with a deal on border security, the president wrote on Twitter, 21 days goes very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking with the gentleman about his Shade Master honey locust tree and how it wasn't staying straight and it needs like something to help its roots grow stronger. I finally got the answer. It's a product that's called Plant Magic. It's got nutrients in it that you can actually mix up in water and pour over the plants. The really cool thing about it is they're based out of Massachusetts, so they're local. So I really like that as well. It's called Plant Magic. It's a really good product to use. So definitely take a look into that and see what you can find. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris and Cassette.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning. I kind of caught the tail end of, I think you've given somebody some suggestions for plants. I heard about the pothos, and
yep.
I love ferns, and, you know, there's a Mahoney, Sammy, and Falmouth, and I'm like, oh, my, wow, ferns are on sale, but I always kill them, and I love them, and I was just wondering, I don't know what I do wrong. I would attempt to buy one today and try again, but I was wondering what was the secret of keeping them?
Well, so the Boston fern is one that likes not full sun, but a filtered type sun. So you want to keep it away from full sun in the summer. So that could be one of the things that you're doing. You want to water it regularly. But what you want to do is allow the soil to dry out slightly. So barely dry out. If you look at soil when it's wet versus when it's dry, you got like that blackish, dark brown color when it's wet and that light brown when it's dry. You don't want it to ever get to that light brown. You want to get it somewhere in between, maybe closer to the lighter brown than the darker color. So that would be one key to this. You want to have a low nitrogen fertilizer every 2 to 3 weeks from spring to fall. Keep it away from like a direct heat source, like a forced hot air, like where it's coming out of. That could dry it out quicker. It does like a high humidity. And I was talking about the high humidity earlier of how to do that. If you're not going to hang it, say you're going to put it on like a pot shelf, or I can't think of the riser where the pot goes on. You could actually grab like a saucer. You can go plastic or you can go big, terracotta or whatever. And you would fill it up with about an inch of pebbles and smaller rocks. And then you could put water in the base of it. You would only put like a half an inch of water in the base. You don't want the water in the bottom of the pot touching. You could cause root rot, that type of thing. But by putting it on the lower part, that water that's in there will help absorb it and create some humidity in the air. And that's what you want around the plant. And then you could also mist the plant to create humidity. I found, I got an article. I joined a newsletter called FromTheSpruce.com, and the past couple days they sent me a bunch of different ones, where one of them was basically saying humidity is the one thing that'll help make houseplants thrive. So I found that's something that'll really help. And if you have other plants in the house that take the same types of light, etc., group them together so that all the plants can create their own humidity, kind of create their own little rainforest, tropical rainforest, if you will, but not really. It's not going to cause it to rain, but have some of that humidity. That's one of the things that a lot of houseplants need to do to thrive in the house. You don't want to... The one type of plant is like a succulent or cactus. You don't want to put those around a heavy humidity type area. They don't like the humidity like that just because of the way their leaf structure is. But anything that's like more of a leafy type, they would want more humidity.
Okay, that sounds great, because I think I wasn't doing a lot of the things. I did have it outside in the summer, and my backyard faces east, and it did okay, but then all of a sudden it didn't make it. But I did go to Mahoney's a couple weeks ago in Thalmas, and I bought a coconut plant.
Yep.
And it's doing good, but I know that I think you need humidity, and right now when I'm talking to you, I'm spraying it, and I have some couple of air plants. And
yep.
I think those are good to mix,
yeah.
I think.
Yep.
So that was really some good advice you gave me, because I never did a lot of the stuff you were talking about.
Yeah,
so
you know what?
I'm
didn't
try it again, and I'll let you know if it's so.
Great. Yeah, I wasn't sure about the humidity, but then I started really reading into it and looking at some different sites. This really brought my head to... I had thought about the humidity before, but this last email that I got really showed that. Maybe they were listening to my brain somehow, but it is what it is. But it really makes a lot of sense on how the plants go. So grouping them together is a real good one to do. So hopefully a few of those will work for you. And the one good thing about the Boston fern that I like as well is it takes some of the air pollutants out of the air. It will help clean the air in the house, and it'll actually make for easier breathing, etc., in the house.
Yes, and I like that because I love host plants, and I do. I'm really good with some, but thank you so much. I am going to head to Falmouth.
No problem. Yeah, they have.
But you gave me a lot of good points that I never did.
Well, they do have so that Boston fern's on sale, and I know the Ficus lorata, which is a fiddle leaf fig, is also on sale there.
Oh, I love that. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a really cool one.
More than one plant now.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones that I, when I started at Mahoney's, I had never really seen it before. I had seen it, but I hadn't really taken a look at it in depth and not seeing it all the time. I started seeing it all the time when I was started at Mahoney's, and I was like, I gotta get look more info into this. And it's just so cool how big the leaves are and how they, you know, I just love it. So those are a couple good ones to look at.
Yes, and it's so nice just to go in there in the winter. It's like,
I know,
so tropical. You kind of like feel like you're like that Calgon Take Me Away commercial, but you're in like a plant terrarium.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm today, but thank you so much. Thanks for letting me know about the sale, too.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You can give us a call. We got about 18 minutes or so left before 10, and we'll... you know, then we'll start over, do it again next week, and hopefully we can answer some more questions for you. But like I was saying, you know, that's some really cool, easy-to-do Boston fern, and fiddle leaf fig's a great one. Those are really awesome. But as Chris said, going into a greenhouse at this time of year is incredible. You can just walk in, and it's always 70 and sunny in there. It usually feels that way just based on it. I mentioned this last week. We have a gentleman in my Winchester location where I work at Mahoney's. He walks the greenhouse every day. You know, you got to get your steps in. You got to walk in. I know a lot of people will go to like the mall or a pond or something, but when it's really, you know, cold out, they want to go into some place like that, and it's just cool to see. I really think it's awesome. But you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newer Spoma organic liquid plant foods, loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with the Spoma's new easy dose cap, you'll get the perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour it in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat, and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. So we have like 15 minutes or so here left. We can answer a few more phone calls today at 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Talked a lot about outdoor stuff today. There's a few, talked about some indoor plants as well. I had mentioned that I subscribe to a newsletter called thespruce.com. A lot of good information there. Email me, you know, every few days, 3-4 days. Normally I don't like that type of thing unless it's really informative. But one of the articles is the most fragrant houseplants. So I sort of list the, I believe, 8 that they have here. One of the good ones is, which... when it comes to mind, this is the top one, and it's definitely in their list, is the gardenia. That's a really nice, fragrant plant that you can bring indoors here. You can even have it outdoors during the summer. Another one is citrus. When the citrus are blooming, that citrus smell is awesome. Some can get big, some will stay small. Lots of vitamin C in those citrus. So you can bring them inside for the winter, have them outside for the summer. I'll just name the others. Jasmine, orchid, scented geranium, paper whites, stephanotis, and lavender to round them out. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's in Central Michigan.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you. I have peach trees, young ones, and they seem to get a sap coming. coming out on the trunk and on the branches. And I had one before, and it killed it. And is that a worm in there, or what can I do to prevent that?
It is a, I believe it's a fungus that's happening. You said it's on the trunk and the leaves?
Not on the leaves, but on the branches. And it's real thick. You can't pull it off, and it's real thick and hard.
Is it, what color does it turn?
It's sort of a dark amber color.
Okay, so it's a dark color. So you it sounds like you have like a crown rot or something along those lines. Maybe like it's a fungus. You could have a gall on there too. Does it turn real hard?
Yes, okay. It's hard.
All right. I'm about to go to the break, but I have some information for you on the other side of the break that'll give you some ideas of what to do to try and save this one. So if you want to hang tight for me, that would be great.
Thank you.
All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here for another 7 or 8 minutes here to answer all your gardening questions. Before the break, we were talking with Betty. She has some issues going on with her peach tree. Now, you said this fungus or the sap that's coming out gets hard and goes into an amber color. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so it sounds like you have a canker on the peach tree. So there's a couple things you can do. So you can cut it out. You can also cut the branches back past where that canker is. Or like I said, you can cut it out. You can also spray the plants with a fungicide. The fungicide that you would use would be a fruit tree spray from Bonide's, a really good one. Now, a couple things. So, you can, like I said, you can prune it off and cut past where the canker is and cut it, you know, below it and get rid of that branch. Don't put it in a compost pile. Don't just leave it there. Get rid of it completely.
But, Paul, there are several of them. They are on the branches, and there are several of these spots where this sap is coming out, as well as on the trunk of the tree.
So the ones that are on the trunk, you're probably going to have to, you know, cut them out. The others that are on the branches, you're going to have to cut in order for it to really survive long term. It will end up killing the branches slowly if you don't eradicate it. So maybe it's having a tree service come in to do some of the cutting back of it since they are so big. The ones that are on the bark itself, you could try to get that cut out. You really, you know, as long as it's not taking up 50% of the branch, that would be one way to just get rid of it. Another thing to look at doing is when the leaves drop on that peach tree, bag them and put them in the trash or somewhere else. Don't try to get as many leaves as you can off of that as possible. Don't put it in a compost. Don't put it anywhere else. Just get rid of it because those leaves can have spores in them that will go into the soil and then circle around and come back to the peach tree itself. So the fungicide you could spray is a fruit tree spray that you can start spraying in the spring as it starts to bloom, and before it starts to bloom a couple of times. Also, promoting good health in the tree will really help it fight it. So you could use like a tree tone or something along those with a heavier, you know, that has some good fertilizer to it. You would fertilize those at the what's called the drip line of the plant. However wide the tree is, that's where the drip line would be. You would fertilize it there. The fertilizer is going to... The canker doesn't go to stronger trees. It'll go to a little bit weaker trees. And it seems like that's what's happening.
Okay.
I know it doesn't... I wish there was an easier fix for you on this. I really do. It just... Based on the information I'm getting and what I think, it seems like it's a canker. And the canker just really has to be eradicated.
Okay, well, give it a try. I have another issue with my daffodils. I have some double daffodils.
Yep.
And I've had them in the ground for years. I have separated them and planted them in other areas. However, they come up beautifully. They have nice big fat buds on them. And then for some reason, they start drying up. And I can't get any flowers out of them. And I've had them for years.
Well, so I would dose them this spring with a heavy dose of superphosphate, which is that high middle number fertilizer-wise, to help promote some good growth. And then when it's done for the season, you know, cut them back and leave a little bit of the stem to it, but let it go into it, the bulb itself, and go dormant. I think that will definitely help you in the area of getting some blossoms. So as soon as the ground is thawed and you can start to put fertilizer or anything else down, that's when I would put that superphosphate in.
Oh, okay. I'll try that. That sounds good.
All right,
well,
Betty.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, that'll do it for today's show, and I'll be back next week. Super Bowl Sunday next week. Big game for the Pats. Tom Brady is about to meet the media, say goodbye and farewell. And, well, I will say it as well. Be good to each other.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.